Nanda K. Lala. He is a Lal, the darling of Nanda Maharaj. Yashoda Dulal, same thing. Very dear to Yashoda. Utti utti Gopala. Utti utti Gopala. Utti utti Gopala. Arunodaya Dada Arunodaya Dada. Everyone please sing. You also have to wake up your Gopal at home, your deities at home, so you could do in this mood of Yashoda, or even in these words that Yashoda is using. Arunodaya Dhala. Lala Yashoda Dulala
Nanda Ke Lala Yashoda Dulala
Nanda Ke Lala Yashoda Dulala
Nanda Ke Lala
Yashoda Dulala Utti Utti Gopala
Utti Utti Gopala
Gopala. Arunodaya Dhala. Dhala
Arunodaya Dhala
Utti Utti Gopala
Utti Utti Gopala.
ke la la yashoda dulana
nandake la
yashoda dulana
nandake la la yashoda dulana
Gopal Gopal
uthi uthi
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 Gopal Gopal
uthi uthi Gopal Yashoda dulana
Nandake lala
Yashoda dulana Nandake lala Yashoda dulana
Nandake lala
कृष्ण भगवान की जय कृष्ण कन्हैया लाल की जय पिताई गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि पिताई गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि राधे राधे घनश्याम राधे राधे
श्याम राधे राधे घनश्याम राधे राधे
श्याम राधे राधे घनश्याम राधे राधे
राधे राधे घनश्याम राधे राधे
राधे राधे घन श्याम राधे राधे
श्याम राधे राधे घन श्याम राधे राधे
कुल में विराजो घन श्याम राधे राधे
कुल में विराजो घन श्याम राधे राधे
रामे विराजो घन राम राधे राधे
निर्गुण में विराजो राधे राधे
राम राधे राधे घन राम राधे राधे
राधे राधे घन श्याम राधे राधे
राम राधे राधे घन श्याम राधे राधे
राम राधे राधे घन श्याम राधे राधे
कुंजे विराजो घन श्याम राधे राधे
विराजो श्याम राधे राधे
कुंजे विराजो घन श्याम राधे राधे
कुंजे विराजो
राधे राधे
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 राधे
राधे राधे राधे
राधे
राधे
राधे राधे राधे
राधे राधे
राधे
राधे
राधे
राधे राधे
राधे
राधे राधे राधे राधे राधे
राधे राधे
राधे राधे राधे
राधे राधे
राधे राधे
राधे
राधे राधे
राधे
राधे राधे राधे राधे
राधे राधे
राधे राधे
राधे
राधे राधे राधे राधे राधे राधे राधे राधे राधे राधे राधे राधे राधे राधे राधे राधे राधे राधे
राधे राधे
At appropriate time, gopis make that appeal to Radha Shyam Sundar. You may now enter Nikunja. These are special forest gardens where only Radha and Shyam Sundar enter. Others stay outside. So this is appeal. Nikunja mein virajo ghanashyam radhe radhe. O Ghanashyam, O Radharani, you may now enter Nikunjas, Nikunja. श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर की जय जयताम सुरतोर्पंगो मम मंद मतेर्गति मद सर्वस्व पादां भोजो राधा मदन मोहनो गौड़ीय वैष्णवस् वर्षिप three deities of Vrindavan. The first one they approach is Radha Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan. Madan is a cupid. It's a demigod in charge of lust. He goes around his pushpa ban, the arrow, which also has flowers, keeps shooting right into the hearts, especially of those who are young ones, young at heart, and excites them. He arouses the lusty feelings in them. This Madan is very, very beautiful, charming, and especially empowered to attack the hearts with his arrows. The devotees, they take shelter of Madan Mohan, the Lord who attracts this Madan. Madan who attracts others, people of this world, young men and women get attracted to each other because of the influence of the Madan. Then the Mohan, he does the He attracts this Madan to him. He makes Madan powerless. Kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shoham Govinda madi purusham tamaham bhajami. We offer our most humble obeisances at the lotus feet of Govinda because he attracts this Madan. Kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobham. This Krishna Madan Mohan is so attractive that he attracts this Madan. Not just one, Madan Kandarpa, same thing. Kamadev, that is another name. Oh wow. Kandarpa koti, millions of cupids are attracted by the beauty of the personality of Godhead. So we take shelter of that Lord Krishna, known as Madan Mohan. Once we have a shelter of Madan Mohan, means we are no more influence of this Madan, then we approach another deity in Vrindavan, and that is Radha Govind. Once we are free from this influence of calm, the lust, then we could settle in our devotional service, the spiritual life. And that becomes possible with the help of Radha Govinda Ki Jai. Vrindaranyakalpadrumadaha Srimad Ratnagara Simhasanastho Sri Sri Radha Srila Govinda Devo Prishthalibhi Sevyamanam Smarami. Smarami, I remember, I meditate upon that Radha Govind. Vrindaranya, Vrinda Aranya, that is Vrindavan. Aranya, one forest, Vrindaranya. And in Vrindavan there are Kalpadrumadaha. There are desire trees, Kalpa Vrakshas. Kalpadruma Adaha. Underneath, under those Kalpa Vrakshas, or one of those desire trees. Simhasanastho. There is Simhasan. There is a throne bedecked with jewels. Sri Sri Radha Sri La Govinda Devo. And seated on that throne are Radha and Govinda. Sri Sri Radha Govinda Devo Preshtha Alibhi. Preshtha Alibhi. That Radha Govinda is surrounded by very dear Preshtha Alibhi Gopis. Especially a lot of times there are only Ashtasakhis there. Preshtha Alibhi Sevyamanam. And they are very, very busy, absorbed. These Sakhis, Gopis, Manjaris also are serving this divine couple in so many varieties of ways. Each one has a role to play, service to render. Preshthalibhi sevyamanam smarami. This is my meditation, or I would like to meditate upon Radha Govind. Sriman Rasarasarambhi Vamsi Vata Tatasthitaha Garshan Venur Svanai Gopi Gopinath Sriyesunaha. Then finally, Gaudiya Vaishnava's destination is Radha Gopinath. Nath, the master of the gopis, Gopinath. Sriman Rasa Rasarambhi. That Lord, at the beginning of the Rasa, Rasa Arambha. Before even the beginning of the Rasa. Bamsi, Bamsi Vata. He climbs up a tree called Bamsi Vata and he plays his flute. And sends invitation. To all of them, all the gopis, to come join him there in that particular forest. And this is around 10:30 PM he does this. While whole Braj is entirely fast asleep. Krishna wakes up, Radha Gopinath wakes up, and that is his time. For his most confidential devotees and associates called gopis, headed by Srimati Radhika. Hours. There's no disturbance of any sort, no other obligations. He is just wholly and solely of his gopis, especially of Radharani. And they are, of course, they are his. They are also kind of him. They are him. Non-different. They are his potency. He is Shaktiman, and they are his Shakti. He is their source. He is a powerhouse, and they are the power. He is a potent, and they are the potencies. Or Alhadani Shaktis, pleasure potency of the Lord. So Lord is just playing with his own energy. He is expanding. Radharani is Krishna. Krishna expands and he becomes Radharani. Radharani further expands and she becomes gopis. So he's playing with himself, with his extensions, expansions, his energies. He has right to do so. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So, Hari. Okay. So we have a lot of ground to cover today. No cows. Gopis, time now. Yeah, we were. Yeah, mentioned this a few times how. Yeah, Krishna was mostly of his parents' property. Spending a lot of time with them in Gokul. Hari, Hari. And then, besides the parents, he also becomes his friends, he become theirs. That's vatsalya. That's sakya bhav. Yeah. Parents, vatsalya. Friends, sakya. And then, as he grows, he's about 80 years old now. And he is entering into yet another relationship. And that is the gopis of Vrindavan. He kind of evolves and opens up and adds dimensions to his personality and goes on expanding his circle. And now gopis are part of his life. And so that subject matter is ahead of us. Sukadev Goswami has described this in special five chapters, 29th through 33 in the 10th canto. There are other chapters, like the Venu Geet that we were talking briefly yesterday, and there are a few other so outside these five chapters also we'll come across Krishna's relationship and dealings, pastimes of the gopis, but these five chapters are, this is a, the chunk, most of his dealings. Sukadev Goswami describes very cautiously, very carefully. This is very confidential subject matter. And he knows that in the audience, there's everybody there. Not only Goswamis or Paramahamsas, but some other munis and yogis and tyagis, and it was a more of a general audience. So he's not wanting to talk everything. Related with this Madhurya Leela of Radha and Krishna. So that's one difficulty that he has. The audience is not a selected one. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would do that. Whenever he would discuss these pastimes, he would only accept pure devotees, unalloyed. Just a little tinge, little spot, out. Heavy screening and selection process. But while Sukadev Goswami was speaking, it was just public affair. King Parikshit had only 7 more days to go. The news spread all over the universe and everyone was there. Emperor would be leaving soon, so that was another reason why they weren't there. Of course, Sukadev Goswami has difficulties also talking about Radharani. Not that he doesn't know. He knows so much. He knows a lot. But because Radharani is his worshipable deity, Shukeshta, Shuka Ishta. Everyone has a Ishta or Ishta. Ishta Dev, the deity that he or she worships. So Sukadeva Goswami is a worshipper of Radharani. And he knows everything, all details of Radha, Krishna, pastimes. But when he, while talking, other day, you know, what the difficulty was. Just this Brahma Vimohan Leela pastime says, oh please, could you tell us what happened during that 1 year? Then what happened? What was happening to Sukadeva Goswami? He was losing external consciousness. He was becoming speechless and he was just sitting there, not talking. He was in there, internalized. And they had to make a lot of endeavor to get him out of there by beating up the drums and blowing up conch shells and doing big loud kirtan. Krachrat, word is used, with a lot of endeavor and difficulties, they were able to get him to come to the external consciousness so that he could continue the narration. So that was just the Sakhabhav pastimes, Sakhya Ras. But here is Madhurya Ras. This is the top, most confidential. So he is very cautious. And especially you, I'm sure you have noticed that he doesn't mention the name of Radharani. In throughout Bhagavatam, or 10th canto, or these 5 chapters, he just makes indirect mention in one place, just in one word. He doesn't even say the name Radha. If you would do so, that's the end of that Bhagavad Katha. Then what would happen to King Parikshit? He has to hear for 7 days. So Sukadeva Goswami is well versed in this topic. He's sharing what he has shared with us, and that is for our benefit. What the benefit is, he has stated this at the very end of this block of 5 chapters. And he says, let us, and this is kind of benediction or benefit of hearing these pastimes in these 5 chapters. This is what he said. Vikriditam vrajavadhu bhir idam cha vishno shraddhanvito anushrunayat athavarnayedhya. That anyone who listens to this pastimes of Vrajavadhu, that is gopis, Vikriditam, all these pastimes, these leelas, and how that person has to hear Shraddhanvita, with full faith. He has to Shranuyad, one who hears, and also Varnayed, one who describes these pastimes. What is the outcome? What is the result? Bhaktim param bhagavati pratilabhya. That person will attain bhakti. And he is using the adjective param bhakti. It will be full development. of bhakti. And kamam, and once that bhakti is there, or as this bhakti is getting cultivated and developed, kamam ritrogam, the kam, the lust, which he describes this as the heart disease. Rit rogam. A lot of people suffer everywhere. Heart disease, one of the common, becoming common disease. But that's about more about arteries and other difficulties. The heart disease that Sukadeva Goswami is mentioning is of another nature. And that's mentioning, that's kamam. When there's a lust in the heart, that heart is a disease, in a diseased condition. He's a disease. Ritrogam kamam. Ashu apahinoti achirena dhiraha. So anyone who has this disease, anyone around here has such disease? You know anybody? No one, only few people have this. Oh, this is good. So, you'll be cured if you admit you have this disease. You'll be cured, otherwise you'll not be on the list of the patients to be cured. It says, Ashu, quickly, this calm lust would be driven away. And that person will become sober. Dhiraha. So that is the benefit of reading these pastimes. Becoming free from calm, lusty desires, and replace that with praying for Radha Krishna, Rukmini Dwarkadhish. So that is the potency of these pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Is Madhurya Leela. Of course, this has to be heard from a proper source in parampara. That is one qualification of that doctor, that person who is reading this, describing this, narrating this, sharing these pastimes with you. And the right dose, or the right person, with the right intentions he has, then there'll be the desired result would be obtained. So, all right. So let's see. This is. Sri Badarayani Uvacha, this is 29th chapter. Not that I'm going to read every verse. Bhagavan api taratrihi is how it begins. Taratri. So that night has come. Yesterday we mentioned those gopis were performing Katyayani Vrat. 1 month completed. Krishna accepted them. It was a brief meeting. And then he said, one of the future nights we'll be meeting. Remember? immediately the connection has been made. The meeting is taking place after 10 months. Took little time, but never forgot about the promise and the appointment. So Taratri, that night now had come. Sharada Utfulla Mallikaha, that is Sharad Purnima, full moon night of Sharad, the day before Kartik, the night before Kartik begins, that is called Sharad Purnima. So although it was not time for different kinds of flowers like a jasmine and other flowers to be blooming, but because Lord wanted, it was Lord's desire, so the flowers which did not even belong to that season are blooming. Viksharantum manaschakre yoga maya upasritaha. And as soon as this desire of Lord to be with the gopis, enjoy their company was there, the yoga maya of the Lord gets into action and makes all varieties of arrangements to facilitate that pastime of the Lord. Sukadeva Goswami very tactfully and purposefully mentions Bhagavan api. Although he is Bhagavan, means he's full of all opulences, including his Atmaram, self-satisfied. Although he is like that, Bhagavan api, in spite of his being Bhagavan, he is thinking of being with the gopis, enjoying, giving them pleasure. Although he has no such need, he is already full, complete, purnam. So, jagau kalam manoharam, Lord played his flute, which is attracting the mind. Manahara, attracting the minds. And nishamya gitam tada angavardhanam. By hearing the flute playing of Lord Krishna, vrajastriyaha Krishna gruhita manasaha, the ladies, especially young gopis of Vrindavan, Krishna gruhita manasa, their minds are already absorbed in Krishna. So when they heard the flute, nishamya gitam, as if the flute is singing some song, yes, singing song. So immediately their desire to be with Krishna increased, became intensified. And of course that was a call for gopis to come over. So they started running towards Krishna. And Javalola Kundalaha, they are moving so fast, the earrings are swinging as they are moving. Show the speed, right? If they would be standing, then those rings would be only hanging down. But they are moving and swiftly moving. To make that point is, so their lava, java lola kundalaha, their earrings were swinging back and forth. Other things also, but especially mentions the earrings. Duhantyau abhiyayu kaschid doham hitva samutsukaha. Some were milking the cows, and then they heard the flute, And they did not even bring the milk inside the home. They just took off from Goshala. Or Payodhishritya. Some they had already milked the cows and they were boiling the milk. And they heard the flute and they left also. Let the milk overflow or whatever happens. They don't care. Pariveshayantaha. Some were serving their family members the dinner time. It is in the middle, not finished. Hey, bring one more chapati. Gopi is gone. Limpantyaha. Some are doing, they know it's about this time Krishna may be calling us. So they are getting ready. Anjantyaha kashchalochane. They are putting anjan, kajal. Only one eye is finished. They heard the flute playing. They ran. Vyastastavastrabharanaha kaschit krishna antikam yayu. So while dressing, some were dressing, but they were doing upside down, inside out, not paying attention how it is working, because they are hurriedly, they are in big hurry to go and be with the Lord of their heart. Anyway, we are going to be summarizing, so I am going to be jumping. Okay, so now Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, they have come. And there's a description how different homes, there are attempts made to stop them by husbands, by brothers, this, that, but they still managed escaping. Some were locked in. So they just meditated upon, prayed to the Lord, and they left their bodies behind. And they went. And such gopis reached before other gopis who were running with their own bodies. This kind of. The sacrifice of the gopis, they even give up their bodies to go to Krishna. And there is a whole understanding how two sets, one set always is with their husbands, and other set is with Krishna. The Chaya Maya gopis and the original gopis. So that's, we'll not discuss that. So Sri Bhagavanu Vacha Swagatam O Mahabhagaha Priyam Kim Karavani Vaha. Says gopis, come there. He says, Swagatam, Suswagatam. You are welcome. May I do anything for you? May I serve you? So they are very nicely welcomed. Brajasya anamayam kashchit bruta agamana karanam. Is everything okay?